This is MSO News Sports, and our Thanksgiving football coverage continues now with James Runner, football coach at Lynn Tech. They're taking on Kip on Wednesday afternoon at 4 at Manning Field. And Coach Runner, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very, very much, Bill. I hope you're doing well, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Absolutely. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Coach Runner, you know, as we talk on Tuesday afternoon, you are just coming from the, the citywide luncheon in preparation for Thanksgiving football. Tell us about it.
It's a traditional luncheon that occurs where all five high schools in the city of Lynn are represented. Big shout out to the Rotary Club for what they do. They bring all the teams together. They have great support from the local organizations that are around. I know the St. Jean's Credit Union is involved. But all the people who help endorse the luncheon itself, the Brotherhood, they've been really good at supporting it. Lynn Public Schools, the mayor, Senator Crichton, they all come to the luncheon and they show their praise to all the kids and the cheerleaders for what they've done for the entire season. And they also give praise for the Thanksgiving Day game and how vital and important it is to prepare for the Thanksgiving Day game and how important tradition is with these games.
All right, Coach, let's get to your Tech team. For our listeners, give an overview, if you will, or summary of your take on the Tech football season this year.
We had a really good beginning to our season. We played some good non-conference games. We competed against a couple teams from the GBL, which was impressive. And we stayed the course with the first four games that we wanted to. Then when we got into our conference play, a little bit tougher. I would say the competition got a little tougher. We had some key injuries to our team that that affected us. But as the year went along, we were not able to represent in the MIA playoffs like we always do. But we played some really good consolation games, one being against East Boston that we had a good coming out in. And then we played a first-time game since 2000. Lynn Tech and Lynn English played against each other. And the first time, it only happened twice. The first time, English beat Lynn Tech. And the second time, we were fortunate enough to beat Lynn English 18-12. Which kind of made it a little bit of a rivalry game because whenever two Lynn teams play against each other, everybody has something to say, everybody has something to talk about. So we were lucky to get the victory against a good team. Again, they're out of the GBL also too. And we're looking forward to playing against our hometown rivalry, the same street rivalry,
That's right.
Academy.
That's right. You guys, you guys practice. I don't know if it's working this way this season, but in past years, you were practicing just yards away from one another during the course of the year. Absolutely, right?
Yeah. I give nothing but praise to Coach Rabbit. He's a good guy. Shout out to his wife for having a new baby. It's not easy to have your rival team practice on the same field, let alone prepare for your stuff, get ready for special teams. And you would never see classical and English practicing on the same field. Never. So I thought that it was vital that, Kip Academy and Lynn Tech didn't practice on the same field either. And shout out to Rich Avery for supporting that and giving a home to both teams when needed and necessary. And, I think both teams will come out on Wednesday ready to go, trying to get the best of the other team. That's what we expect from both teams.
Coach, let me ask you about drop a name or two or several, obviously, of players that have contributed to your team or evolved or progressed during the course of the season. Because what happened at the beginning of the year is not always the same as how things are going right at the very end. So maybe share a note or two as far as players, individuals, and maybe their progression this season.
I think our largest contribution to our team has been our offensive and defensive line. Alvaro Osombo is a starter for us on the defensive line. He started in for us in the middle of the season at offensive line. Jeffrey Thayer, who is a freshman offensive center, he's played center for us all year long. He had one mishap in one game in which we had to, you know, situate and move around some guys. But as a freshman, 300-pounder, I mean, the kid has been phenomenal for us at offensive line. You know, Cesar Reyes and Ethan Prune have been our 1-2 punch all year long. Cesar got a little bit more going on the ground than Ethan this year, but Ethan was, you know, Ethan was the number one target for our quarterback, Jody Ortega, with Ethan. I mean, Ethan has over 20 catches more than anyone else on the team, you know. But I thought our backfield transitioned really, really well. You know, the last two games, you know, the three-way punch, the two-punch with Cesar and Ethan was incredible. But to also add in Alberto Giotto, who's a running back for us, and Jody Ortega, who's our eighth grader, who stepped in for us as a quarterback. I mean, they were running the ball just as well as Ethan and Cesar as the time's gone along. And just really, really proud of how the offense has, you know, evolved in the last couple of weeks. And defensively, I would say the number one contributor to our defensive side of the ball would be Darion Phipps. Darion has came on as an outside linebacker and has literally torn the scene away. He's been amazing. He's been a good, you know, third down linebacker for us. And Colin McHugh, who is a sophomore, who was on our scout team predominantly for the entire year up until the kid was making phenomenal plays at our scout team safety. And, you know, me and the coordinator had a good conversation. The kid ended up being our starting free safety for the last 4 weeks. And he's only a sophomore, 5'7", 5'6" kid, but just a heart of gold, you know, tough as nails, and always looking for the big hit. And I got a feeling that's going to be a really, you know, great asset for us as we go into the offseason, having some of these young guys get some varsity play time, so that way their clock starts early for us.
All right, Coach, I want to just wrap it up with one last question for you on your opponent, Kip, and the matchup, how you see it. What worries you most about this Kip team? What is it that they can stop that worries you about their ability to stop you? And what do you worry about trying to stop on their end offensively?
Well, first and foremost, Kip is just like Lynn Tech. They're Lynn kids. And whenever you got a group of Lynn kids playing together, it's always going to be a tough match. It doesn't matter what side of the ball you're on. Anytime you've got a Lynn team on the field, it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, Coach Rabin and his staff have done a good job of working with those players, developing them, getting them into situations in the game where they can be successful. And I expect them to do the exact same thing versus us, is line them up where he thinks they can be successful versus us. It's our job to stop them, you know. And I think both coordinators on both sides of the ball have a little bit of a challenge this week. I mean, offensively, we score about 24 to 28 points a game, same as Kip, you know, and giving up points also too on both sides of the ball. Both teams have given up points, so I think both teams have to be ready for their best players, the other team's best players. But I think the game itself is going to be one in the trenches. I honestly do. I think that the team's offense and defensive line that can maintain the line of scrimmage the way they're supposed to will be victorious, you know, and a testament to what the Kip Academy has done. I mean, they've made it to the MIA playoffs 2 years in a row. You know, we did it for 7 years, but to do it in the manner that they've done it, with passing the ball and putting the ball up, you know, I give a great shout out to Coach Rabbit. You know, because not many guys are doing it the way he's doing it with his kids. But I think both teams are going to be aggressive. Both teams are going to be fast. You know, I think it comes down to which team doesn't make the most mistakes and has the least amount of turnovers, honestly, as far as the game goes. Because both teams are working really, really hard to finish the season on a high positive note. You know, and when we've seen each other, since June, when we were doing passing leagues, we've seen Kip. So seeing Kip and being on the same field, it's not it's not anything that we're not used to. You know what I mean? But like I said to you, Bill, whenever you've got two Lynn teams playing against each other, it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, I think you've clearly summarized it there pretty well. Coach, anything else you want to share with us about your team, your season, or anything else about Tech football?
You know, I there's always been a lot of talk about Lynn Tech football is a vocational school and you can't get into college. Well, I just want to say I've been around Lynn Tech football for 14 years, and a number of students that have graduated from my program and gone off to college, played college ball. It's definitely not lower than any other else in the city of Lynn. So I give a big shout out to those parents that are pushing their kids to go to a vocational school and getting a vocational education. Because one way you look at it, your kid not only gets a trade and gets a certification in an area that he wants to work in, but he also gets the opportunity to go to college and get a degree. So he can come out and be the manager of those people that, you know, claim Lynn Tech isn't a good school to go to, especially for athletics.
No.
So I just want to give a shout-out to all the trades. Big shout-out to all the trades.
You know, it's funny. To that point, James, and not to deviate from sports, but you just did, and I think it's great that you did, but it was sports-related. But I talked to a new school committee member just the other day. We did a feature interview, and Tech came up, and Tech is a gold mine, really. I mean, as far it's a gem in the sense that that school could be twice as big as it is with much better services, and it would fill up with students because of just what you said, what young people need right now in the city of Lynn and around the country, yeah, to be quite honest with you, right?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of people forget, you know, when COVID hit, a lot of people were forced to be stuck behind a screen, you know, and unfortunately that happened because of the pandemic. But now that the pandemic's over, those people that sit behind a screen, you know, some of them are staying there. Not at our school. Our vocational school, the kids are hands-on. You know, the culinary group in our school is amazing. Shout out to Alyssa and Bill. But I think, like, our electrical department, our culinary department, our nursing department, the kids are learning immaculate things, you know. And to have the hands-on awareness and opportunity at our school that we have, these kids get to go out for a week and work and their job and do their co-op. And then they come back to school and they go to school for a week. I mean, you cannot match those opportunities. And nor can you match the opportunities provided by the school that we do. So that's the reason why I shout out Lynn Tech, because, you know, the sky is the limit at our school. You're not just stuck at being one thing. You know, you can work on your trade and become successful, get your OSHA card, your certification, and then have that on the back burner, knowing that you can go get your college degree. I mean, David Barrios was a graduate of my football program. He was a full scholarship receiver to Tufts University. The young man went to Tufts, graduated, got his degree. He's back at Lynn Tech right now, teaching right now, going for his master's. All I'm saying is, you got a trade, you got it made.
Man, that's a great story, giving right back to Tech. I love that. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well,
we try telling these kids to come to Lynn Tech, man. We know you're going to apply, but it's worth it.
Well, James, it's always great talking with you. You never cease to surprise me, I think, with something or other. But this is great stuff. And, James, thank you so much for your help, your time. Best of luck on Wednesday at 4 against Kip. And also, happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, of course, to your coaches, their families, and players and their families as well. So, James, again, thanks so much for all the help that you give us during the course of the season. And, again, good luck on Wednesday night.
Bill, thank you. And again, big shout out to you for what you do for Mass Sports and North Shore Sports. Every single coach that has a chance to talk with you should be very, very lucky, because they know that whatever they pray to their kids, that message means praise out to everybody in the city and in the state also too. So thank you, Bill.
You got it. All right. Coach, thank you so much. That's James Runner, head football coach at Lynn Tech, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.